Many years ago, I was working as a nursing assistant in an assisted living facility. I worked the graveyard shift, and that was when I first started to reach out to know God in a personal way. There were many hours of the night when I had downtime. It was a facility in Florida, and the room doors were all outside like apartments. So I spent much of the time outside. There was a rocking chair that I loved to sit in, and it was the perfect location to keep an eye on the facility. I used to love to gaze at the stars, and eventually I started talking to the moon. I was talking to God, but I needed a focal point to make him seem real to me. My faith was just baby size then, and having something physical to talk to helped me to feel closer to him. I reached towards him with faith, and I knew he wasn't part of the moon, but it helped me to have a face to look at. It became my normal routine. Every night around 2 in the morning or so, I would sit in my rocking chair and talk to God as if he was my best friend. I really didn't know if he heard me or anything, but I had hope that there was a God somewhere out there that loved me and cared about the details of my life. Then some transitions happened to us, and we had to move to a different state. Due to some very difficult situations, I was not able to leave for a job like a normal person anymore. I remember going through something really painful, and I was desperate to find God. I went into the shower to see if I could cry out and find God, and I was crying and I was praying, and I said, "God, if you can hear me out of all the people in the world, then please help me." I went on with my life after that. We moved to another state, and it was about a month later that my life changed forever. It was in the middle of the night, around the same time when I used to talk to the moon to find God. I was transported up in the spirit, and I heard the audible voice of Father God. His voice was unlike anything I could describe. I did not see him, but I heard him, and while he talked, he showed me visions that passed before my eyes. He told me about his plans for my life and his plan to save me from a toxic situation as well. After God led me free from that relationship and the guy I had left for an affair, I went off on my own and grew closer and closer to God. He would show up all the time in my dreams and show me what to do or what would come next. It always came true, and God became my literal lifeline. He knew I could not do things the way that normal people could, and so he answered my dreams of being a work-from-home mom. He gave me a promise to supply my income through my blog, and he wanted me to share my journey with him with transparency so that others could have faith to find him too. I love the dance of moving through life with Jesus. In this time of him showing me what will happen and seeing him deliver on that word, it has never failed and he has never been wrong. I could never fly through the unseen wonders of God if I had taken the easy and safe route. It was a huge sacrifice to surrender my life to God and trust his plans instead of my own. I don't regret it. From the easy days of talking to the moon, God has become my everything. There came a time when I had nowhere to go. I had no money. I had no one to call to help me. It seemed like I was alone in the whole world. And I had kids to take care of, and I needed to find a place to live, and there was no available options except for one abusive choice, which I would not choose. So, in the middle of the night, I was crying myself to sleep. I couldn't sleep. I was a wreck with fear and panic and worry, and I felt so alone and rejected. And it just felt like there was no one in the whole world that loved me at that moment in time. And God showed up and he told me to take the money that he's going to send me and to go to a certain city and stay in that hotel. He made me a promise and he vowed to me that he would support us through this entire time. He'd pay for our rooms and that it would be like a never-ending stream of income that never went dry. And I was terrified because, first of all, I had no one that I knew in that city. I barely knew anyone in the whole state. And I didn't know where I was going to get the money to keep going. And all the what ifs passed before my eyes. Like, what if we become homeless? What if I lose my kids? What if we die? What if we starve to death? All these what ifs. And it was so terrifying. But I had no choice. I had nowhere else to go. I was like Hannah alone in the desert, crying out for God to save me. And so I took the money that he gave me and I followed him, because what other option did I have? And I rented the hotel room for about 5 days. And after that, I just kept pouring my heart out into my blog and sharing these love letters. And the money just kept coming in, little bits here and there, like little drops in the offering tray, like pieces of bread that other people had left over that they could spare to help our family. And then he started giving me these love letters to help me have faith, to help me deal with the unbearable anxiety that I was going through and all the fears. And all of the love letters were made out of his promises. So I knew that I could trust in them, but I needed a way to easily absorb the promises. I couldn't just read the Bible. I needed something more personal. So he gave me these love letters full of his promises from his word. And we crafted them into personalized letters so that I could get through that time, because it wasn't a time where I could just sit there and cut up pieces of meat, and I needed to be spoon-fed. I needed to be able to drink from the well of water. I was dying, or at least it felt that way. It was so terrifying. And it went on like that for over 5 years. And we're actually still going through it, but we're at a much better place now. But we started out in little hotels. Eventually, he moved us across the country to a different state. And then as my faith grew, the places that he took us to grew. And we went from little hotels to nicer to hotels to really nice hotels. And then he started moving us into other people's homes through Airbnb. So we would do vacation rentals and we'd get a whole apartment. And I remember the joy and how amazing it felt to have a kitchen, things people take for granted. I could cook my food for once instead of having to use a microwave. Or, in the hotels, we would sneak in little electric fry pans to cook a dinner. And there was little tricks, like we'd put the windows open so that the smoke alarms didn't go off, and other little things that we would do to try to make it easy. And it was hard. It was so scary. I remember there were so many times where I was just moments before checkout and I had no money. I had no car. And I would have had nowhere to go, and all of our belongings were in that room. We had to just have the bare minimum to get by. And at the last few seconds, God would show up with the room money. And I remember the relief was unlike anything that I can explain to you. It was like having the absolute extreme pain of having a baby, but then immediately you're immersed with the relief that the pain is over and all the pressure is over. And it went over and over and over like that for all these years. It was unbelievably huge for me because I got to meet God on a personal level. I got to see His promises manifest over and over and over again. I got to hear from Him directly. I didn't have to chase around prophets and follow other people to find Him. He met me. And He was my best friend. He was my husband who covered me and protected me and cared for me. He was my father. He was my everything. He was all I had for a very long time. And He spread His wings over us and gave us shelter. And I have written a very detailed book about our journey where I share the pain and the anguish and the triumph and the relief and so many little things in between. And that book is now available. It's called Naked Wings. It's called Naked because it's about transparency and being real and human and showing you what I really went through and how it wasn't always lined with roses. And that is available on Amazon, and it is also available on my website, which is www.diamondsfromthedust.com. And I would love for you to read it because it is faith-inspiring, it's encouraging, it's comforting, it's riveting. There's at times where there's cliff edge and you don't know what's going to happen, and it's full of revelation and beauty and brokenness and wonder and everything that just makes the whole picture. It's like a seeing things in 3D, and it makes things seem real, and it's a true treasure. So thank you for listening today, and I love you, and I hope you have a really wonderful week full of unexpected, tangible blessings.